Mid-course test.
So it's official. This is the end for Hamilton's, the high street store, which sold everything from garden equipment to children's toys, and which was once famous for its range of children's clothing. The chain is going into administration, and here we have retail analyst Craig Miller to talk about why it ended like this.
Hello.
So, Craig, where did it all go so wrong for Hamilton's?
Well, I think there's general agreement that it just didn't keep up with the times. It was never really a high-quality retailer. Its image was of somewhere you could buy stuff that was cheap but reliable. Unfortunately, this is the age of the big department store, which can always sell the same stuff a bit more cheaply. They have the money to buy massive premises as well. Hamilton's just couldn't compete on price or variety of stock.
But was there anything they could have done to change their image, perhaps offer something different?
There were attempts to do this. 2 or 3 years ago, for example, they tried to move into the electrical goods market, but it was never very well thought out. For that market, you need staff who really know the products in detail, keep up with all the latest developments, and can advise customers. But they didn't invest in this. They seemed to throw all their money at their advertising campaign instead, but it didn't solve the problem.
And was there anything else they could do to save themselves?
I think they managed to delay it as long as they could. They closed the stores that were making the biggest losses, which gave them some time to focus on the others. But the thing is, they don't own all their stores. Quite a few are rented. Some stores requested a rent-free period, but I don't think this was ever granted, and there was even talk of a government loan, but that came to nothing as well.
And were there no buyers who were interested in taking over the chain?
Well, 2 or 3 years ago, there were offers from a number of buyers, like Kingway, the clothing chain. That was rejected by the board, even though one of their biggest shareholders stated publicly he was in favour. Then the following year, their own bankers rejected a takeover bid from Majors, the toy store.
But, I mean, no one has come forward to try to save Hamilton's now.
There was interest from a few individuals. There were rumours about Frank Walsh, their former CEO, but he denied he had ever thought seriously about it. Then, at the last minute, a bid came from Alex Petrokova, the entrepreneur who's saved 2 or 3 high street retailers, but no deal was done.
So, what's going to happen now? I guess everyone's thinking about their employees.
Well, yes, eventually there will be a large number of redundancies. The plan is to keep stores open at the moment to sell off the remaining stock, but that will only last 3 or 4 months. The only good news is that they've guaranteed that pension funds will be unaffected.
And what will happen to the buildings?
They'll be sold off or rented out. I don't think department stores will be interested in many of them because they're largely in the centre of town where there's no parking space. One interesting case, though, is the Birmingham branch, where the employees have decided to club together and rent it out for their own business.
What business?
Well, from what I've heard, they plan to make it look very much like Hamilton's. Whether that's wise, I don't know. It could be a bit of a museum piece.
Craig, thank you for talking to us today.
Thank you.
So it's official. This is the end for Hamilton's, the high street store, which sold everything from garden equipment to children's toys, and which was once famous for its range of children's clothing. The chain is going into administration, and here we have retail analyst Craig Miller to talk about why it ended like this.
Hello.
So, Craig, where did it all go so wrong for Hamilton's?
Well, I think there's general agreement that it just didn't keep up with the times. It was never really a high-quality retailer. Its image was of somewhere you could buy stuff that was cheap but reliable. Unfortunately, this is the age of the big department store, which can always sell the same stuff a bit more cheaply. They have the money to buy massive premises as well. Hamilton's just couldn't compete on price or variety of stock.
But was there anything they could have done to change their image, perhaps offer something different?
There were attempts to do this. 2 or 3 years ago, for example, they tried to move into the electrical goods market, but it was never very well thought out. For that market, you need staff who really know the products in detail, keep up with all the latest developments, and can advise customers. But they didn't invest in this. They seemed to throw all their money at their advertising campaign instead, but it didn't solve the problem.
And was there anything else they could do to save themselves?
I think they managed to delay it as long as they could. They closed the stores that were making the biggest losses, which gave them some time to focus on the others. But the thing is, they don't own all their stores. Quite a few are rented. Some stores requested a rent-free period, but I don't think this was ever granted, and there was even talk of a government loan, but that came to nothing as well.
And were there no buyers who were interested in taking over the chain?
Well, 2 or 3 years ago, there were offers from a number of buyers, like Kingway, the clothing chain. That was rejected by the board, even though one of their biggest shareholders stated publicly he was in favour. Then the following year, their own bankers rejected a takeover bid from Majors, the toy store.
But, I mean, no one has come forward to try to save Hamilton's now.
There was interest from a few individuals. There were rumours about Frank Walsh, their former CEO, but he denied he had ever thought seriously about it. Then, at the last minute, a bid came from Alex Petrokova, the entrepreneur who's saved 2 or 3 high street retailers, but no deal was done.
So, what's going to happen now? I guess everyone's thinking about their employees.
Well, yes, eventually there will be a large number of redundancies. The plan is to keep stores open at the moment to sell off the remaining stock, but that will only last 3 or 4 months. The only good news is that they've guaranteed that pension funds will be unaffected.
And what will happen to the buildings?
They'll be sold off or rented out. I don't think department stores will be interested in many of them because they're largely in the centre of town where there's no parking space. One interesting case, though, is the Birmingham branch, where the employees have decided to club together and rent it out for their own business.
What business?
Well, from what I've heard, they plan to make it look very much like Hamilton's. Whether that's wise, I don't know. It could be a bit of a museum piece.
Craig, thank you for talking to us today.
Thank you.